What is to be done about fading local news? I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, the chief executives of Facebook, Twitter, and Google will testify for a Senate committee. Today, the Democrats in that committee are focusing on how big tech treats local news media. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Local news has, in many cases, gotten clobbered by digital. Some are thinking about a different funding model.
Right. So Senate Democrats are calling for something akin to how cable companies operate. They pay local TV stations for their content. That's an important part of local TV revenues. And the report by Senate Democrats says a similar framework should be created for newspapers around the country and how their content is used online. For example, right now, Google can put up a headline and excerpts from a story while paying little or nothing for that content. And Democrats say that and other practices are essentially stealing. They say that's part of why there are steep losses in the newspaper industry. Revenues are down 70% compared to 15 years ago. And the pandemic has made matters worse. More ad revenue declines. As for the big tech companies, they have not publicly responded yet to the Senate Democrats' report.
So some of these Senate Democrats want local newspapers to get a bigger piece of the digital ad pie. Mm-hmm. What about Republicans?
Well, Senate Republicans, who of course are in charge of the hearing tomorrow, are expected to focus on how social media platforms moderate speech. But just last week, the Trump administration's Justice Department filed a landmark antitrust case against Google. So the issue of how to address the dominance of big tech in general does appear to have bipartisan interest. How that plays out, likely the outcome of the election will have something to say about that.
Marketplace's Nova Safo there. Thank you. The Salt Lake Tribune has announced that after 150 years, it'll stop printing a daily newspaper. There will be online and a printed weekly instead. It's keeping its news staff, but 160 people who do printing and delivery will lose their jobs. The paper was purchased by the wealthy Huntsman family in 2016 and converted to a nonprofit last year. Competition from digital and the pandemic are being blamed. Home prices in the 20 biggest metro areas are up more than 5% in a year. That's a very strong showing and especially striking during a pandemic. Prices in Phoenix are up nearly 10% in a year. San Diego up 7.6%. Seattle up 8.5%. Note that this data is the year through August. Let's consult Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at the investment company Payton and Riegel in Los Angeles.
Home prices are up. We're seeing that in the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. But we're also seeing data in the housing sector up across the board, and not just to pre-COVID levels, David, but to pre-Great Recession levels. One, for example, that we've seen the existing home sales data is the highest since April of 2006.
As long as nobody mentions, you know, pandemic and second wave, which was weighing down the stock market at least yesterday.
Or fiscal stimulus, or the lack thereof.
Jeffrey Cleveland, Chief Economist, Payton and Riegel, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
Some credit cards dangle travel perks. Now American Express, with its big annual fees, is going for the stomach with money off on Uber Eats. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on cards during pandemic.
American Express's Platinum card offers generous rewards for flights and hotel bookings. It also costs $550 a year. Robin Sachs Frankel at Forbes Advisors says Amex and other card issuers are worried that people can't justify that fee when they're stuck at home.
You know, everything has just come grinding to a halt for most people.
The Prestige card from Citi, which costs $495 a year, now lets users spend their travel credit on takeout and groceries. Chase increased the redemption value of rewards spent on food, home improvement, and more.
Credit card issuers are trying to make their cards more enticing by offering benefits that are more closely aligned to how consumers are spending today.
Spending on everyday needs, says Matt Schultz with LendingTree.
With delivery and takeout taking priority over dine-in these days, issuers have had to adjust to where things are now.
Schultz says the risk for credit card companies is if customers end up canceling their cards. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
We've been monitoring meat packing plants hit hard by COVID. Critics say government health oversight has been lax. One place this has played out is in central Washington's Yakima Valley, with packing plants and their mostly Latinx workers. COVID led to production delays and health concerns led to strikes, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Harvest is in full swing in the irrigated orchards of central Washington's prime apple-growing region.
Cosmic Crisp and a lot of really great varieties are still on till mid-November.
Mike Gempler heads up the Washington Growers League, and he says it was a rough summer. Yakima suffered the worst COVID outbreak in the state. Workers went on strike over lack of PPE and crowded conditions. Gempler says growers had to re-engineer their packing plants and slow down production to spread workers out along the lines. He says plants are running full tilt now, but costs are likely up 10 to 15%.
People just spent the money, if they had it, to stay in business, because if they had an outbreak or if the state came in and inspected and they were full of violations, they'd shut them down.
The Growers League had to modify the housing it runs for hundreds of mostly Latinx migrant farm workers and guest workers. Gempler showed me around one dormitory surrounded by orchards near the Columbia River. Each floor houses 24 workers. They share bathrooms, showers, a kitchen, now with plastic partitions between the stoves.
Using bunk beds really did not provide adequate separation, so bunk beds were disallowed, cut our housing capacity in half.
Wendy Lopez runs the site and is also a city councilor in the small farm worker town of Mattawa, just up the hill. She says most residents are wearing masks and keeping distant now, but...
The beginning, it was a little bit hard. People didn't really believe that it was true. And once you see like a family member get sick, one of the local priests to get sick, that hit pretty hard. And that's when people started getting serious.
In the wake of the summer strikes, activists are trying to organize a union in the packing plants. Attorney Eilish Villa Malone is with Yakima-based Workers United for Justice.
Employers now are giving masks, but they're all still working shoulder to shoulder. The lines are super tough, meaning that like they're throwing a lot of fruit down the lines.
And she says COVID's still around.
And it's not really going away. Maybe it's, you know, gone down percentage-wise, but I'm still seeing people get sick.
And Villa Malone says many low-wage immigrant workers can't afford or are afraid to take time off when they feel sick. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
By the way, Latinx is a gender-neutral alternative for Latino, Latina. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.